Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Download the radio.com app. You can listen to our show live. Stream us anywhere. As we are on the air. Joining us now, we've got great radio stations like WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also, our friends at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans and Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station. Big show for you. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, the categories today, Halloween candy and anxiety. Ask the Men's Room is on the way. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Emmett. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random.
Emmett, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Emmett, we'll go with this one. Where do you not go anymore because you just think it's too expensive and not worth it? Where do you not go anymore? Could be a location.
I don't really know.
Oh, come on. Really?
I mean,
some people don't go to the movies anymore because they think the popcorn's too expensive or the ticket's too expensive. Or they can't believe it. Look, man, it's not that I don't want to go.
Shut up. I would spend $500. I would rather spend the ticket price on the popcorn than the popcorn.
What's
price
a child's ticket cost?
To the movies, you would know. Last time I went, honestly, man, I think it was like $10.50 or something.
$10.50
like
for a kid. Now, what was it for you?
Oh, it's like $14.
So I really need to want to go to a movie. If I'm going to bring a bunch of people with me,
you misunderstand. But you brought up a children's movie, and I can promise you, there is not a look. If you go to a children's movie, you do not want to be there. To me, the media empire should understand something. Listen, if it's a kid's movie, charge the adult less than the kid.
Yeah,
I don't want to be there. I'm only there because my kids are too young for me to comfortably leave them in the movie theater, man. I don't even want to have to pay for this ass.
Sure.
I don't want to sit through this crap.
It's not that I like going to Disneyland every once in a while. I would go more often if I'm in the area, if it wasn't just so ridiculously priced. So, no, you don't go to anywhere? You haven't stopped going anywhere because it was too expensive?
No, I mean, I'm young, I'm single, and I have a good job.
Shut up!
It pays well.
Okay, so like, you know what? F you.
I don't have anywhere that I don't not go back to.
All my money's my own. I got money to spend. It doesn't matter.
What is that lifestyle like?
You can raise the prices, and my single kidless ass will go there anyway.
How much fun are you having, would you say, in life right now?
Quite a bit.
Okay, what's the last thing that you did where you had a really good time? The most people couldn't take advantage of, based on the situation, like kids or family or being married.
What was the last thing? I went to Iron Maiden concert and bought myself a whole bunch of T-shirts and stuff like that, and just got drunk and had a fantastic time.
How much do those shirts run each? I'm just curious.
Oh, they're $45, right?
Yeah, they're $45, and then I usually get one for my dad or for somebody else that's like a 2X or 3X.
You know, man,
dad, number of the beast.
$50 a piece.
Shut up. You know, the last thing I bought at an event was Dippin' Dots for my freaking kid, and I had to walk from one side of the stadium to the other because they were real specific that it had to be Dippin' Dots.
Why is that?
I don't. No.
Yes, it's the ice cream of the future.
That's the one I have to have.
That's what they said 20 years ago.
I got a freaking T-shirt out of this.
The future is now. These children love it.
All right.
Oh, I got like a beer. All the rest of the money I spent was for the kids, man. So listen to him. I'll reach the phone to punch him.
But that is the way. I mean, I remember being a kid going, like, my dad once in a while would get a ticket to the Redskins game.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But same thing. As like a 9 or 10-year-old, I think I was more interested in getting snacks the whole time.
I do know
watching
that.
The game.
And I love that my kids enjoy that. And I love for them to enjoy that. But there's a limit, man. Now, right? Because, like, look, I'm going to hook you up when we walk in. Go to a soccer game with my son. I do not care what you drink. I do not care what you eat, right? It does not matter to me. Let's do it. You get my daughter involved. I do not care what you drink. I do not care. But at some point, we're going to enjoy the sport. My son agrees with this. My daughter does not. So basically, again, I go to a sporting event so I can babysit my kid and get her whatever the hell it is that she needs, because now she needs breadsticks.
Right.
Kiss my ass.
I know this sounds way too adult, but I don't care. It just kind of pissed me off. I was this is when we were first living together here. We had an apartment together. And when we first started getting paid, direct deposit wasn't really working. It was one of those things where they gave you a check.
You got to wait till your second check.
And we had to go and, you know, and cash in at the bank or whatever. So, very rarely did I go inside the bank. You know what I mean? It wasn't my thing. But
if you get a check,
you couldn't deposit mobily then. And there was a couple other things. Yeah. But anyway, so I go to this bank that I've been going to for well over a decade. This bank that's located right here in America. And I walk in the door.
But it's owned by an Italian.
And I cash the check, right? And the woman says there's a fee for you to do a transaction inside of the bank.
But I thought the convenience fee was if I use the ATM.
That is what I said. I said, look, man, I said, this is a check. I know.
Look, man.
I know I can deposit it at the ATM, but you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not real good at that. So can I just deposit it now so I have the money like right away? And then, but there was a fee attached to it. So I couldn't walk in the bank. And I thought, man, if I don't go in the bank, I get a charge. And if I go in the bank, I get a charge. So then I decided to go to a different bank. Where every time, you know what
were
I mean?
Were they cool?
I made a transaction. Yeah. Every time I made a transaction, I didn't get charged for it. Yeah. That sounds crazy, but I'll probably go to the ATM 4 or 5 times a week.
Sure.
So
all the time.
For me, it was like, this is too expensive. Just to take my own money out, I bolted. And this is kind of similar to that. The Rhode Island Department of Motor Vehicles has pitched a plan to the governor in its latest budget request. And that's
hello, governor.
Where do you not go anymore? Because it's too expensive. You say, I don't want to go to the DMV anyway.
Or Rhode Island.
They are now charging you a $15 fee just walking in the door. So they're going to add the fee on for anyone who shows up to do something that they could have done in the mail, like a license or a registration renewal. They wouldn't charge people for services that actually do require showing up at the DMV. But they're saying that by doing this, they're going to bring in $1 million in new revenue a year. So, look, if you can do it online, you have to do it online.
Or mail it, right?
If you can't mail
it in. That's not so bad.
If you walk in and do it, it's a $15 fee. So if you want to talk to that pleasant person at the DMV, that's $15. Yeah, right.
I mean, that still seems insane.
It is, but in the
end, it's like you're paying to be beaten.
I thought it was $15 because you walk in at all. So I get their point on that. It's like anything. Like, look, man, if you don't want to collect the money, then the stuff you can do online, just do it online. Because if you're not doing it online, there's a good chance like you're up against it. But they're also saying, like, if you physically need to be present, we're not going to charge you.
Well, the thing that sucks, man, is when you do try to do something online and for some reason it's not going through, you don't know if it's working or not, and then you call them and like, it's much easier to do this online. Like, no, it's not. I need to talk to a person. That's the problem. It's not working.
Also, like, for the state, like, I just have an issue with this. It's like, all right, great. So you're charging me to come in so you can hire less employees. Awesome.
Maybe. Or there should be less line.
You would think so.
I don't know.
Random question, 844-999-0999.
Random. Hello, Corey. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Corey, let's see here. Let's get you a good one. All right, Corey, let's go with this one. When did you get a hell of a deal? When did you get a great deal on something? We just talked about things being too expensive. When did you get a good deal?
When did I get a good deal? I don't know, man. I'm the last truck I bought, I guess.
Okay. What, did you buy it off somebody or did you buy it at the lot?
No, I bought it at the lot in Tacoma, and it was a 2018 truck. You know, I'd been on the lot for a while. So basically got like about $12,000 off of what it would have cost if I would have bought it in 18.
Damn. Okay. Well, that is a hell of a deal. I got a similar deal like that on my scooter. My scooter was...
You're comparing your scooter to his truck.
Well, my scooter was a year and a half old, and it was still in the box. It hadn't been put together yet. So when I bought it in 2016...
Just like his truck, in the box.
It was a 2014. So I haven't changed the thing, but you know what I mean? It was like a two-year-old model. So, like, I got a hell of a deal on it based on the fact that it wasn't... it was almost technically used.
Well, isn't that why they say, like, buy a mattress right now, right? Because they got to bring them the new model. Because I'm sure there's a significant and noticeable upgrade between last year's mattress and... Well, what kind of mattress? Still, so you got to have 2019?
Yeah. They still
have... Yeah, what is that, a trash 2017?
Oh, God.
How do you sleep?
Petty.
They still haven't changed that scooter body style. Once you do it right, man, you don't need to mess that up. The reason we ask, when did you get a deal? James Schlieper. He drove five...
Schlieper.
Schlieper. He drove 5 hours from Central Texas to a surgery center across state lines for his hernia surgery, a procedure that his insurance will not pay for. Hospitals back home in Texas quoted him a price of, what do you think it is for a good old hernia surgery in Texas?
I can't believe insurance won't cover that, but it takes...
$25,000.
$15,000.
$30,000.
All right.
So he went online and found that the Surgery Center of Oklahoma's cash price is $3,000. It's like the a la carte menu at a Mexican restaurant, says Schleeper. It's great. What do you want? How much does it cost? An anesthesiologist named Keith Smith runs a center.
It's my cousin.
But they only perform certain outpatient procedures, gallbladder, knee surgeries, and they do not take insurance. Patients are quoted anywhere from 6 to 10 times what we have listed online at other facilities. We basically take in control of the institutional part and whittle that down to a razor-thin profit margin. And then based on the fact that we don't go through insurance companies and we're charging you cash, we are able to give you this price.
Right. So $30,000. So it's the same surgery. You can spend $30,000 or one-tenth that.
So you just understand that the hospitals aren't necessarily always getting the majority of the money. The doctors aren't getting the majority of the money. The insurance companies are getting the majority of the money. So by alleviating the middleman, this surgery went from $30,000 to $3,000. Yes, he had to drive over 500 miles and across state lines, but
so,
what's the difference there?
I would do that, man.
If it's worth it. Hell yeah.
Random, I think that's the average percent. Do you think on that, you eliminated insurance, do you think the average, whatever it is, whether you're getting a prescription, a surgery is about one-tenth? I don't know if
it's
got
it. It would be so much more affordable.
Right. I do went from $30,000 to $3,000. So if you got a $6,000 surgery, is that legitimately a $600 surgery?
Well, there's no regulation on it. They can charge whatever they want for an X-ray, for a CAT scan.
When you guys are picking your stuff, like every year for our medical insurance.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have a family, so it's different. But Ted, do you play it like you're playing the lottery?
I do not.
Like I'm feeling pretty good this year. Maybe I don't need the best insurance in the world.
No. It's just me, so I'm like, I better get as much as I can.
You pay for the whole
I
deal.
Do.
Okay.
Because right. I am terribly worried about something happening and not having it.
To me, it's just this easy. The box farthest to the right, as far as the boxes you can check, is always the most expensive one.
Yeah.
And I just go down and do it.
I did that.
It covers the kids, it does the eyes, it does the dental, everything.
I did that, man. And I did all that stuff, and I paid all that money every month. And then when I got when I fell into the side of the sink after I ate that bad mushroom, after they wouldn't pay for that, the ambulance, $10,000 ambulance ride.
They wouldn't pay?
Oh, hell no. I was like, you know what? If this happens to me again like this, dude, I'm going to pay a la carte. I'll pay the $10,000 then, but I'm not giving you like $500 a month to not do anything.
Right.
The hell with you guys.
Oh, is it strange that he picked a Mexican restaurant to say a la carte? They almost always give you rice and beans.
I know. Right. Oh, that's extra.
That's a good point.
That's the wrong genre.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Random. Hola.
Michael, welcome to the program. Random question. Random. Let's see here. How about we go with this one? How long did you wait to see a doctor? What did you put off there? Why didn't you go to the hospital?
The longest time?
Or what was the reason? You know what I mean? What were you thinking?
You know something's not right. You just can't be troubled to go see a doctor.
Oh, just regular cuts and scrapes that I get all the time.
But do you think they're doctor worthy?
No, I mean, like, I had one really deep. I got cut by a trimming machine, super lead, stuck my thumb in there, and or my index finger, and I just covered it in a lot of alcohol and beta or iodine, and, wrapped it up and never went anywhere, never went to the doctor or anything, okay. And it's fine.
Let me ask you a question. Did you Google any information? Did you go to WebMD, or did you just kind of play a doctor at home?
Well, doctor at home, but I have a prior history. I was a medic in the Army, so I knew what to do, you know.
Okay.
Clean it and keep it clean and change the dressing every couple of days, you know.
No, wait. So if you were a medic in the Army then, I would think if you're working around that kind of machinery or equipment, you've seen some other people go down who might not have wanted to go to the doctor, but just based on a little bit of training, has there been anyone where you said, listen, man, I know you don't want to go, but you really should go see someone?
Yeah, I've had a couple friends where I'm like, you know, if it doesn't get better, definitely get that checked out. You know, if it starts smelling or you start having these signs and symptoms.
Okay, let me ask you this other question. Are you also sometimes, maybe not on purpose, and your heart's in the right place, but deep down you're just the fun police, right? Because you just know these things, so I don't know, somebody does something stupid, are you the guy like, hey, let me take a look at that, or do you just let it go?
No, I'm usually on alert.
Okay.
And when is the last time that you yourself said, I need to go to the doctor? I mean, like, I'm going.
Just my yearly checkup. I get seen at the VA, so.
Okay. All right. Yep, fair enough.
Every year, and then, you know, whatever appointments they want to schedule after that.
I hate that. See, that's what I don't want. Like, I understand the annual checkup's going to be the annual checkup, but like anything, it's like the parent-teacher conference when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you think you've been good. Maybe you think you've been bad. But you're not quite sure the spin that the teacher is going to put on this to your parents, and there's one of two ways they're going to come home after this parent. And I feel like my annual exam is that. Like, I think I have a pretty good idea of what's going on here, right? And sometimes I'm right.
Sure.
Other times I'm like, I don't like the words coming out of your mouth. I don't like having to, what do you mean, come back in a week? What happened to see you next year?
I think as far as the doctor thing, you know when you need to go to a doctor. If you have a significant other, they will inform you, like, look, something's just not right. I need to go to a doctor. But with kids, you don't give them the same latitude. Kids are like, you know, like, I don't feel well. Well, how bad do you feel? I feel terrible. Do you think you should just lay down for a moment? Like, I feel sick.
But kids aren't great
kids
at
kids always do that.
But the flip side is, if there's outside trauma, you're a lot quicker to take it, right?
Absolutely.
So my daughter split her head open this years ago, right, on the bed frame. Bleeding a lot. I knew she'd be okay, but we were going to the emergency room.
Gotta get
had I done the same thing, I'd have put a wet washcloth on the back of my head, laid down, and been like, just leave me alone for a bit. Right? But if it's your kid, they're there. But if they're sick, you're like, dude, I'm not taking them to the hospital for a cold.
It's do know that weird line.
You think you know. Right.
Well, you think you know. But like, I did it a couple months ago. I just couldn't stop pooping. And I was like, I'm going to dehydrate and die.
How many times a day?
It was like five or six a day.
For how long? How many days?
So after the third day, I went to the doctor.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, but you were here. You worked a couple of those days.
I did. And then finally I went and he was like, take a day off, drink some of this, take this, and you'll be okay. Like, all right, thanks, doc.
How long did you want or wait to see a doctor? The reason we asked the question, back in 2015, an 18-year-old man jammed a pair of metal tweezers up in his penis.
Ow!
Okay. 4 years later. 4 years later, goes to the doctor claiming that he hadn't had any problems, in addition to apparently experiencing none of the expected symptoms like inflammation, fevers. The man could still urinate as normal, despite having a 3-inch set of tweezers lodged in his urethra.
Does it matter to you if functionally you're like, hey, it's still functioning? There's tweezers in there, man.
Doctors examined the man. They x-rayed him, only to confirm what he said. They were up in there. It's unclear exactly why he thought sticking the tweezers up there was a good idea, but the case reports authors have a few inklings. Quote, foreign bodies are most commonly inserted into the urinary tract by psychiatric, intoxicated, confused, or sexually curious patients.
Well, no kidding.
Treatment is focused on the foreign body extraction. To remove that thing, the doctors placed the man under general anesthesia. An issue they faced was that the tweezers were open.
Yeah.
And pressing against the man's flesh. To counter this, the surgeon assistant pressed in present at the operation had to then squeeze the tweezers shut by putting pressure on the sides of the shaft of the man's penis. Do you understand? They squeezed it, and then they were able to pull it out without the sharp ends causing any damage.
So God.
It's kind of like when you think of like the board game Operation.
Exactly.
Random.
They don't have that one in Operation.
No, but you do use the tweezers.
You do. Random. But they never get lost in that spot. Random. Hello, Justin. Random. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Justin. Welcome to the program, the random question. Okay, let's go with this one. Justin, in an ideal world, what would be your ideal work schedule? Are you a morning person? Are you a night person? Like, when would you like to ideally go into work if you could? And what days would you like to work?
Do I have to work 8 hours every day?
No, absolutely not. You can work as many or as least as you need to. As much as you can afford.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right. I mean, would you want to be in at work at 6 o'clock? Anytime I get up and I have to get up really, really early, and I know a lot of you out there get up way earlier than that, get on the road because of your commute and everything else, but anytime I'm up that early and I drive around, I'm like, where are these people going?
It always blows my mind.
Who the hell's up this early? What kind of life are they living? You know, in fact, they probably get home earlier.
A sleepy one.
Everything else. But do you have an ideal work schedule?
Yeah, I could. I'd like to get on a 4:10 schedule. It'd be nice.
Okay. Even with your current employer, would that be an option?
We don't typically do it.
What day would you pick? Monday or Friday?
I'd take Friday off.
Yeah.
See, I'm with you. I know, Thoreau, you're a Monday off guy, right?
Yeah, only because of this. Only because of this. Like, look, I never mind having a Friday off, but even at work, right? Like, Friday's still a positive day. Mm-hmm. Mondays generally are. I know that's stupid, but like, so if I'm going to take a day off, just take the day that no one's happy about anyway.
Not only that, but the hotel rooms, if you're good on a 3-day weekend, are cheaper on Sunday night because it's technically not the weekend. If you need to get a flight back on Monday.
Oh, there's good reason behind it. I just like the idea of having every Friday off. And just go it out Thursday night, start the weekend.
Oh, my God. See, when you put it like that, I'm in. You know what? Yeah. No. Because Ted's right. Because now I'm reversing my chain of thought, which is this. Like, so, even if I go out on a Sunday night, it's not festive. Thursday nights are still a festive night at bars.
Yeah, people roll the dice on Thursday.
I'm in it. Right, because you can mail it in on Friday.
Well, we're working for CBS on the East Coast.
Isn't that why?
Yeah, we're on after
basically,
hour.
Yes.
I don't want to go out on a Monday. Right, because the rest of the week's in front of you. On Thursday night, like, give me another shot, player. Yeah.
We would come on after Howard Stern. And Howard Stern took every Friday off for either the entire summer or the entire year.
I think it was the summer.
The summer.
Whatever it was genius. You know
it
what I mean?
It was brilliant.
We were just like, man, that would be so cool to have a 3-day weekend every weekend like this guy's
and make $80 million a year.
Wouldn't that be
cool? There's a lot of cool stuff about
it. And you could be those cool guys like in the bar when it opens at noon on a Friday.
Right. Nothing cooler.
At the beach.
Nothing pathetic about that.
What do these guys do? Like, I don't know, but they're already here and they can afford it.
But the people who do, people who do work weekends at times say it sucks because you got to deal with retail hell if you're in that or whatever.
Restaurants,
but,
man. Look,
the days during the week that they have off, like, look, I can go to the grocery store without people, you know what I mean?
That's wonderful.
I can get things done.
I'm not
done.
Out having fun with everybody else, and everyone else on the face of the planet's having fun. I'm off on Tuesday,
right. And
I got into your local, I don't know, Walgreens.
I can make Tuesday fun. I can make Tuesday fun.
You have a very romantic view of the bar and restaurant industry because you love them, but you've never worked at them.
Oh, sure. No. I'm just talking about the work schedule.
That's the part no one likes.
Right. Trust me, bartenders have been trying to make Tuesday fun for hundreds of years.
Right. Yes, exactly.
It's Tuesday. It doesn't happen.
Right. You don't hear them going, man, oh, man. Bartender Tuesday, baby.
These are all good points.
But
good
these
points.
Steaks are really cheap. Yes, it's Tuesday.
See, another advantage. Reason we asked what would be your ideal work schedule, and then the caller hit it on the head. Another sign of an era. The 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job might soon be history. The 4-day work week is becoming a serious trend. According to a new study, 27% of companies now offer their employees the option of working 4-10s instead of 5 8-hour days. Still working the 40 hours, but you get a 3-day weekend. And according to the companies that are offering it, they have seen a serious rise in morale amongst their employees. Study also found that working from home and unlimited vacation time are also becoming more popular in businesses around the country.
Unlimited
vacation
time. You're telling me you offer employees unlimited vacation and a choice of schedule, and they're more productive and they're happy to work for
them. This is correct.
I will be damned.
Random.
Thank God they do these studies.
Random.
Hello, Joe.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Random.
All right, Joe. Let's just go with this one real quick. Who were you fighting with? When's the last time you got into a fight?
Oh, man. About a year and a half ago, my sister.
Uh-oh. What are you fighting about?
My mother's extremely sick with Alzheimer's, and my sister's taking advantage of it.
Oh, jeez, man.
In what fashion? A monetary one?
Monetarily, just a bunch of BS.
Is she in charge of your mom's care, or is it a joint decision?
She was in charge of it, and I lost any type of say-so whenever I joined the military and came over to the West Coast.
So just because you have a job and you moved, you no longer have a say in the health of your mom?
That's basically how she put it.
That doesn't make any sense.
You did something as, you know, benign as join the military. I'm not talking to you anymore. You need discipline. So how long has it been since you've had any say in your mom's care?
She passed away earlier this year, and I didn't find out about it until I got a phone call.
Wait a minute. Were you able to go to the funeral?
That's whenever I got the phone call, was after the funeral occurred.
What? She didn't even call you to let you know that your own mom had passed away and you missed the opportunity to go to her funeral?
That's correct.
Did she give any... I mean, look, man, you can have a lot of beef with a lot of people for a lot of reasons, but when it comes to that, if there's no other time, maybe you put your bitterness aside for a second and you go, hey, you should know this, right? So did she give you any reason, or did she give you a reason at all?
I didn't even find out through her. I found out from my father calling me.
All right, and so I guess is your dad in a living facility, or is he just...
They separated. They lived about an hour away.
Okay.
And away from each other.
And
he called me to give me condolences, and that's how I found out.
Did he assume that you already knew when he called her?
He thought that I was down there.
Yeah. So when you get this call, how did it unfold? Like, hey, I just want to call to say I'm sorry that your mother died? I mean, is that how he lays it down?
That's basically how he did it. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? And it just went one thing to the other, and he was like, well, I'm going to go put my foot about 6 inches so far up some blah, blah, blah.
And
we talked some more, and he, yeah.
That's terrible. Did you see this side of your sister before? Is this shocking, or is this a new her, so to speak?
I knew that she was like this completely. I didn't think she was as cold-hearted and cold-blooded as it turned out to be.
Okay, how many siblings are there in the family with your mom?
Just me and my sister.
Now, did she take all the property? Did she take all the inheritance? Did she take all the money? Was that evenly divided? Or was she really just in it for an entire money grab?
My mom really didn't have anything other than disability and Social Security. And that's about it. So my sister can have all the debt that she had.
And when's the last time you've even talked to your sister?
This is 2019. I believe it was like 2016.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sucks. Did you call her to bitch at her about the fact that she didn't inform you of your mom's passing?
No, I didn't want to say things that I didn't mean.
No, I think you might have met him. I think you would mean them.
I would snap and. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I figured it was best for me to keep my stress level down and not do something in sporadic, and because what I wanted to do was get on a plane, go over to Georgia, and
I can guess.
Put up her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in your family wants to put a foot up your sister's butt. It's the damnest thing.
Dad. Yeah. Wow. We asked you a good one.
That
there.
Butt was made for the shoes of your...
Well, we go up the road from Georgia on this one. Who did you fight with? Three employees of a North Carolina assisted living facility were arrested after police said they ran a fight club with elderly residents with dementia.
Oh, come on.
And those elderly residents with dementia were battling out against each other. The women were accused in documents of watching, filming, and even encouraging a fight between a 70-year-old and a 73-year-old woman at the Danby House Assisted Living and Memory Care Facility in Winston-Salem. The three women were charged with assaulting disabled people. Winston-Salem police announced their arrest following an investigation. When you're talking about someone who can't take care of themselves, you've got to give specific attention to that. During the filming of a fight, one of the combatants is heard yelling, "Let's go! Let's go! Help me! Help me!" They continue to watch the video. According to documents, at some point, one of the staffers told the residents to stop screaming. Danby House said in a statement that the women were fired when the managers were alerted to the situation. But yeah, they had a fight club for elderly.
How did they rile them up?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But could you even imagine, right? You put one of your parents, both of your parents in a home, and then you find out that one of them has been with these people participating in a fight club. I'm thinking about that, and I can't even imagine what my response would be. Like, so, well, they've been fired, they've been arrested. Like, oh, I'm going to come looking for them. I mean, there's just no way you couldn't. That's ridiculous, yeah. Man.
I would have a hard time.
I mean, kids, I get.
I mean, I would have a really hard time without it. I'd almost do, hey, you want to stay with me in the basement, man? I got an extra bedroom kind of thing. Well, I'll stay in the basement, you know what I mean?
Why can't you give him, like, the spare bedroom?
Because that's where the spare bedroom.
That's already bad.
Well, I mean, if I...
You don't stay in the basement?
It's called an in-law suite.
It's unfinished. It's a basement.
It's a basement.
You would call it an in-law suite when it's, hey, do you want to say my in-law
the mother-in-law technically had to be, like, above the garage or something.
Oh, better. Yeah, totally. Above the garage.
More carbon monoxide absorption.
But still, you know what I mean? You know, like, in the vicinity. I mean, like, I don't have to run into you all the time, but you kind of live there.
You can't really stay with me.
You can be here.
But you'll be in the vicinity.
Here, I'm going to put this thing around your neck, and if you need me, press this button.
It has an invisible fence, so you can't wander off without it hurting.
Right.
And there's a tent and a porta potty in the backyard.
And I'll make you soup and grilled cheese.
That's all you got to do.
And think of all the money you'd save.
Who? You?
Anybody who had to pay for an assisted care living facility, man. Those are not cheap.
Do you get your money back?
Unless you have to administer drugs or something like that. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to keep your family as close to you as possible during that?
It depends on the family member. It's a case-by-case basis.
And it's also kind of there's a lot of variables, right? Because a lot of people, like my mom, I just try to get her to go to a place for retirees.
But that's a community. Right. A community. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying when she gets to that point, then I'll put her in I'm not going to have her stay in my apartment.
I'm going to put her down.
The most dangerous thing.
Like doing the dog.
The most dangerous thing.
Take her to the doctor, man. Just go ahead and put those ashes in the box. Send them home just like my pet. Because you always say your pet's like a member of the family. I'm like, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Because I do not intentionally drive family members to be put down because they don't feel well.
Right.
And then you burn them up and give them back to me. That is not what I do in my family.
Biggest senior killer out there, steps. You know what I mean? Just like one floor place. Elevator room.
Every senior listening is not terrified.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not getting off my seat.
Telling you, that's how you're going to go. Steps.
Steps.
I
like your direct appeal.
Mom,
how you are going to go.
We've got
to
get you away from these steps. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, if you just joined us or you missed the show, all the episodes are available on radio.com. It is our random question.
Random,
844-999-OLA.
Hello, random, Jeremiah. Random, welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Boo! I honestly almost said welcome to the Bullfrogs, and I'm sure you know why. I was debating, do I bring up the Bullfrog thing? Now I let it go.
All right, Jeremiah, let's go this one here.
I'm actually named after that song, so...
You're actually named after that song?
Yes, and my nickname is Bullfrog.
I mean, your parents understood that he clearly states at the beginning of the song, it's a three-dog night.
Mm-hmm. It was a three-dog night when you were conceived, probably.
Ask your parents about the menage a trois.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He makes it very clear. Yeah, Jeremiah was
actually, I was conceived on my, in a tent in front of my cousin's house.
Who says
that's
romance is dead?
Specific.
Mm-hmm. I know. Real.
All right, Jeremiah, let's go with this one. What would you say is the pettiest or silliest reason that you have gotten into trouble? What is the silliest reason you've gotten into trouble?
What is the silliest reason I have gotten into trouble? You know, I can't... Son of a bitch. I can't, I mean, I've gotten in trouble, and I've gotten in trouble a lot.
Have you ever been in a relationship? Because 90% of that would be for something silly.
Fair enough. Don't want to go into complete detail, but it was probably when I got an Article 15 in the Army for some stupid petty. Oh wow! I almost said bull. Anyway, yeah,
bullfrog.
There you go.
What did you do? What's an Article 15?
And Article 15 is a generalized, is part of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And there are several different articles in said UCMJ. And Article 15 is the catch-all article that you can be punished under for just about anything.
Okay.
Because
is that what they got you for? We're going to get you for just about anything, Jeremiah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because you got to remember, G.I. Joe, we are property, I was property of the United States Army.
Well, most people who work anywhere, property wherever they work, trust me. Yeah, I mean,
oh, because I go home at night.
Whether you're working at Walmart or whether you're working at McDonald's, you know what I mean? If they see you eating in a Burger King and you post it to social media, they own you. They're going to fire your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you can get an Article 15 really? For things like getting a sunburn.
Really?
Yep.
So you got a sunburn, you get an Article 15.
Everything from refusing to take the anthrax vaccine to getting a sunburn. Under the umbrella.
Why would you turn down an anthrax vaccine? Because to me, if you say, hey, you need an anthrax vaccine, that means I'm in a situation where it's much more likely that I'm going to encounter this than most people. Go ahead and dial me up, man.
I think, unfortunately, those things aren't always tested before we give them to people.
Well, the reason we ask the pettiest or silliest reason that you've gotten in trouble, a middle school girl in Kansas is facing felony charges for threatening her classmates with a finger gun gesture she made in class. The 13-year-old was reported on the school's anti-bullying app in September after fellow students and classmates asked her who in the class she would kill. The girl allegedly made a finger gun and pointed it at four nearby students and then herself, according to the source. The girl was sent to the school's principal's office after consulting with other students who were involved. The school resource officer recommended she be arrested. She was then detained by police and released to her mother. And then she ended up in basically juvie. She is due to appear at a hearing in the juvenile division of district court on Tuesday. The girl's grandfather says that things got completely out of hand.
Okay, maybe it's just me, but it would seem to me if you point the finger gun, and I understand the alarmist nature of it all, and then she aims it at her. So before I arrest a 13-year-old girl on a felony for making a hand gesture that every person I have ever met in the course of my life has made at some point in me knowing them, she might need help, right? Oh, yeah. At the point that you aim it at yourself, well, maybe we should talk to her, throw her ass in jail. Because that'll solve the problem. That is
random,
great.
She's also 13.
She's 13 random, years old, guys. Come on. Random, hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kevin, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Let's see here, since we're talking about authority, who was the worst teacher that you had? Who would you say was the worst teacher you had growing up?
Oh, let's see.
I have so many to pick from. You know what, Kat? I'll tell you what, man. Hang on the line for us. You think about this.
Do you remember the teacher? The worst teacher.
Me?
Yeah.
Toss up between Miss Clifford from Plank Road Elementary School in Rochester, New York, and Miss McNally, the 7th grade reading teacher.
Mrs. Adams for me, Ted.
I don't remember her name, but she was awful.
Oh, you're not going to throw her under the bus? Come on.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.